snowplows working through the night just in this area. But of course, this is a widespread storm system, at least 16 states under snow and ice alert.
ABC's Trevor Ault. The West Coast also dealing with some rough winter weather, snow across Seattle this morning as well. One of the last remaining U.S. industrial conglomerates, Honeywell, has announced this morning it plans to split itself up into three different publicly traded companies focusing on either aerospace, advanced materials, or automation. Bank of England has cut its main interest rate by a quarter point as the British economy continues to struggle. Security extremely tight for this weekend's Super Bowl, which President Trump will attend in New Orleans. This is ABC News. It's sentencing day for the former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani. Ipe Muzuhara pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud after stealing nearly $17 million to pay gambling debts. Dairy cattle, the latest victims to contract a new strain of bird flu, says ABC's Andrea Fuji.
A strain of bird flu that had mostly been spreading in wild birds has been detected in dairy cattle. The strain was detected in cattle in Nevada last week. It's the same strain that killed a Louisiana man in January, the first and only U.S. death from the virus after he came into contact with a backyard flock of infected birds. Experts say this new strain is concerning, but insist the risk to the public is low, with no evidence of human-to-human spread.
The U.K. rolling out a new stamp collection in honor of AC/DC. The stamps will mark the 50th anniversary of the Australian rock band's debut album, High Voltage. The collection includes images of live performances. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Price County Snowmobile Trails are officially set to open this Friday, February 7th at 8 a.m. They would like to remind you that trails are in poor condition due to the lack of snow. Please be mindful of this and ride safe, ride right. And also remember, we've had many windstorms over the summer. Please stay on all the marked trails at all times. Once again, trails will be opening this Friday, February 7th at 8 a.m. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Bob Lavoie and Mary Berendt about an upcoming benefit.
Jerry Yunk is a very well-liked member of our community, and he was involved in a major motor vehicle accident north of Park Falls on Highway 13 that actually resulted in the other person being killed. It was a fatal car accident. His injuries were extensive, and we just all came together as a club. To try to do a fundraiser for him, and it's turned out to be kind of larger than what we had initially thought. A lot of support from the community. We had done one for Bobby from Bobbers on the Lake. She was kind of struggling with cancer here, and then we've done some for Catkins in the past. So this is our last big outside fundraiser that we're going to do for a considerable amount of time. We need to focus back on some of the goals with the club that we've established, but we've done quite a bit in 5 months. And February 22nd at Flambeau Lanes, from about 1 to 6 is when we're going to have our little event for Jerry, and he plans on being there, and we're excited that we're able to do this and help him get, no pun intended, back on his feet.
The place for the nation's pastime might look a little different this year. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Food trucks and facial recognition are coming to the ballpark. American Family Field will look a little different for 2025 with several plans revealed. The Alley Food Truck Park will go in on the left field loge level. The Home Plate Team Store will have a new customization corner for personalized jerseys. And sure to be a conversation piece, the introduction of the MLB Go-Ahead Entry Program. That's a facial authentication system with express lanes aimed at streamlining entry. Seating will be reduced, with the terrace level having 1,600 fewer seats. That was changed due to the Brewers expanding their office area.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Robert Bogey Bogdanovich, 85, of Phillips, passed away on Saturday, February 1st. He is survived by his children, Kevin of Wausau, Kathy Zimmerman of Phillips, Kenny of Phillips, Keith of Phillips, Kirk of Phillips, and Chrissy Rodewald of Wausau. Further survived by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, and by his brother George and his sister-in-law, and by many nieces and nephews. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, February 7th, at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation will begin at 9:30 a.m. and continue until the start of Mass. Military honors at the church will follow the Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Bogey Bogdanovich, 85, of Phillips. Gary Oliver Ocker passed away peacefully at his home, surrounded by his family, on February 2nd at the age of 86. Gary is survived by his sister Harriet and his brother Ron, survived also by his five children, Tony Champeau of Green Bay, Sandy Marvel of Eau Claire, John Ocker of Fifield, Lisa Ocker of Tucson, Arizona, and by Judy Weeble of Eau Claire. Further survived by 15 grandchildren, by 8 great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services, 11 a.m. on Monday, February 10th, at Fifield Congregational Church, with Pastor Jill Lemke officiating. Visitation on Monday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Gary Oliver Ocker. Ronald G. Fleming, age 95, passed away on February 1st. Ron is survived by his two sons, Terry Fleming and Ted Fleming, by his two granddaughters, by his brother Roger Fleming, further survived by a niece, by a nephew, and by numerous great nieces, nephews, and dear cousins. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, February 7th, at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls, with Gary Ludholz officiating. Visitation to be held Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Ronald G. Fleming, age 95. Norman Runheim, 85, died peacefully at Aspirus Care and Rehab Facility in Medford, Wisconsin, on Monday, February 3rd, surrounded by his family. Norman is survived by his wife, Catherine, by his son, Michael Runheim, further survived by his grandchildren, along with his great-grandchildren. Also survived by his brothers, Ron Runheim and Wayne Runheim, and by his sisters, Janet Adamitis Arndt, Carol Koski, Shirley Radis, and Rebecca Kempen, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service held on Friday, February 14th, 11 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church, located in Catawba. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norman Runheim, age 85. Barbara Ann Mivis, age 77, of Phillips, passed away on February 4th at her residence, surrounded by her loved ones. Barb is survived by her husband, George, of Phillips, by her daughters, Donna Mivis, of Schofield, and Peggy Wadow, of Cronenwetter. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren, and also survived by her siblings, Carol Ponchak, Tom, and John Obadal. Memorial gathering will be held on Saturday, February 15th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel in Phillips from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a memorial service at 11 a.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara Ann Mivis, age 77, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but you know, it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't like actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports schedule tonight, the Shawamigan wrestling team along with the Phillips wrestling team will both be down in Stratford for a multi-team wrestling event coming up tonight. Meanwhile, the Butternut Middle School volleyball team will play host to Mellon tonight, and the high school girls volleyball team of Butternut will travel to South Shore for a contest on the local sports schedule tonight. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. The snow is done falling for the most part, but it is going to be windy today. So there will be blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas today. Mostly cloudy, windy, 23 with wind out of the west gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 2 below. Tomorrow, 18 with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20. 98Q
Country. I was a kid in school whose mom packed the healthy lunch. Like, my mom would give me a little baggie with 7 almonds in it. Carol, what? I'm getting ready for recess, not swimsuit season. You couldn't trade for when you were the kid with the healthy lunch. You know what the exchange rate is on a bag of baby carrots? It's 1 Pringle. It's not even enough Pringles to make my mouth look like a duck. All I ever wanted for lunch was Lunchables. Right? Lunchables were the greatest triumph in the history of packaging, right? I'll tell you why. Take whatever was inside a Lunchables package out, put it into a brown paper bag, and try and convince someone it's lunch. I dare you to. I got like 3 crackers and some wet meat discs.
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98Q Country.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2.
that I pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I rush and rush until there's no point. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo? Or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand?
Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Yeah.
travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today, yeah.
Rascal Flatts, 98Q. Joel here. We're back on the morning show Thursday, the 6th day of February. I know, like Clara Pell once said, was it Clara Pell or Clara Pella, the old Wendy's pitch lady, she used to say, when she would open up the Wendy's burger, or she would open up, this was an advertisement for Wendy's, she would open up the burger and she would say, "Where's the beef?" That's what I say about the snow. That's what I say about the snow. Where is the beef? Where is the beef? Where's the snow? We're supposed to get 3 to 5 inches, is what everybody was kind of indicating yesterday and last night. And I'm seeing just a dusting here in the city of Park Falls. The wind's going to blow stuff around a little bit today. That's the bad news. We do have some snow forecasted to be scattered through the weekend. So we'll stay optimistic on that front. Price County snowmobile trails are slated to open tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So if you're a rider, if you like to do that stuff, be sure to check your social medias, your local snowmobile clubs. People there are very good at communicating and letting you know what's what out there, because they're obviously not perfect, but they're going to open tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock here for Price County. We are thrilled with, I tell you what, I mean, I saw the forecast of snow, and I thought, okay, we're going to get this snowball throwdown showdown thing. We're going to get this thing rolling, because we're going to have, it looks like, all kinds of snow this weekend. It's going to be fabulous. So yesterday I decided we're going to start the snowball throwdown showdown on Monday, and now I'm kind of obligated to do it. So I'm good. We didn't get all that snow. We're still going to do it. We're going to give you a chance to win a couple of different ways starting Monday. We're going to give you a chance to text to win, and the old-fashioned way of calling in and having a chance to fling a few snowballs and win. And we've got gift certificates from Warga Auto and Truck Center, Oh Dear Nutrition, Jay's Automotive, Lena's Northern Pines, BC Auto Repair, John's 3 Mile Corner, Winter Cooperative, the Village Pit Stop, and the Rail Trail Cafe. Gift certificates from all those will be available for you to win starting on Monday. So stay tuned for our snowball, our 98Q snowball throwdown showdown. For those who are on jury duty for Iron County, you're off the hook. All right, they let us know that the Iron County jurors, if you were scheduled for February 11th, that's been canceled. So they don't have anything. They don't have anything for you to decide, which is probably maybe a good thing there. What else has happened? Super Bowl, of course, coming up on Sunday. I'm very confused. Usually I can lock in a team, and I'm like, okay, this is who I think is going to win the Super Bowl. I had myself convinced that the Chiefs, I'm not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs are going to three-peat. And then I listened to an interview yesterday with former NFL running back Ricky Williams, who's kind of into the astrology stuff and all this stuff, and he's into a lot of stuff. But he gave a very legitimate reason through all the astrology and the moons lining up that the Eagles were going to win, that they would get behind early, and that the Eagles would come back late and defeat the Kansas City Chiefs. So now I'm torn. So now I'm torn. I don't know which way to make a decision. Well, I guess I don't have to. But $1.39 billion is going to be wagered on the Super Bowl, at least so far anyway. That's what the sports books are predicting will be the number, though. Close to $1.4 billion will be wagered on the Super Bowl. And even with what I just said previously about who I thought was or wasn't going to win the Super Bowl, not a penny of that money will be mine. I think it's a fool's bet. I think the situational things, if you want to bet that Saquon Barkley is going to rush over a certain amount of yards or whatever, that's all right. But if you're predicting who's going to win the game, I don't think there's ever been a Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls that is more a 50-50 coin flip than this one. The Eagles are obviously the better team. They've got a great running back, a great running game. And you think, well, that usually plays out well. Eagles have a good defense. They've got a good running game. They've got a guy in Jalen Hurts that seems to kind of get it. Don't lose the game. I mean, they're a solid team all the way around. And then on the other side, you got Patrick Mahomes, who just doesn't lose. He only lost one game this year, one meaningful game this year. And that was, what, to the Bills, I think, was it? It wasn't a pretty season for the Chiefs as far as dominating other teams, but they still won. I still don't know. I just flip-flopped in my brain right there that I just went back over to the Chiefs again. I was on the Eagles. Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day, by the way. I'm not a big frozen yogurt guy. If I'm going to have yogurt, I want it now. I don't have to work at it. I don't want to have to find out how many licks it takes to get to the center of the frozen yogurt. It's all right. It's a good hot summer day treat. But as far as yogurt goes, I don't need it to be frozen. If you do, that's fine. NASA is watching a huge asteroid, which has a small chance, they say, of crashing into Earth in about 8 years. About 8 years. So that's something to look forward to. There you go. They're watching a huge asteroid that they say, NASA says, has a small chance of hitting the planet Earth in about 8 years. But don't worry. Don't worry, because Atari has announced that they've got a roll of quarters and they're going to take care of it. They're going to all those years of playing that asteroid game are going to pay off in 8 years for NASA. Today, I believe, is the day that Shohei Ohtani, that the whole gambling thing from, a year ago, or I'm not sure how long ago that was, where his assistant apparently was taking a lot of his money and gambling it. That's going to go to court today. I saw a couple different stories that indicated that the prosecutors on this against Shohei Ohtani's assistant don't have a lot of evidence that he was actually the one who placed the bets. could be a sizzling burner here. So we'll see how that plays out. Shohei Ohtani, of course, best player in baseball. That would be big news if he wasn't the one who did it. Some people do think that was a cover-up for Shohei Ohtani, that he was actually the one who gambled it, but I don't have any evidence to prove on either side. We want to, we did get a winner. I'm not sure who it is yet of the dumpling pork kraut dinner giveaway that we had yesterday. We did get a winner, and we'll let you know who that is in case you're wondering. We sent a text out to the winner this morning. So if you did not get a text this morning saying that you are the winner of the kraut dinner tickets, then you didn't win. Somebody else did. So that's going on Saturday. Hope you'll support that. Of course, Vichy's Pub has a great fundraiser going on for Bo and Kathy Heinsky with some local entertainment on Saturday afternoon and running into Saturday night. You can always use that text line to communicate with the studio, birthdays, anniversaries, maybe just a snide comment. Well, not too many snide comments. Request. Maybe you want to hear a special song to lift up your day. Use that Civic Media app. Go to 98Q text, and there you go. And you're going to need that next week for our Snowball Throwdown Showdown giveaway. Also, all brought to you by Pete and the folks at Wheelway in Fifield. WheelwayAutos.com. Your next vehicle is awaiting you. Large inventory right on the lot there at Wheelway in Fifield. We're going to get you updated on what's going on in the Shawamigan School District. Our District Administrator Kyle Cronin will join us in just a little bit. Twice an hour, news and sports. So let's get you updated on that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal workers had until today to decide if they want to accept government buyouts. The offer coming from DOGE, the Office of Government Efficiency, run by billionaire Elon Musk. A major winter storm stretching across much of the country.
The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation says they have 400 snowplows working through the night just in this area. But of course, this is a widespread storm system, at least 16 states under snow and ice alert.
ABC's Trevor Ault. The West Coast also dealing with some rough winter weather. Snow across Seattle this morning as well. One of the last remaining U.S. industrial conglomerates, Honeywell, has announced this morning it plans to split itself up into three different publicly traded companies focusing on either aerospace, advanced materials, or automation. Bank of England has cut its main interest rate by a quarter point as the British economy continues to struggle. Security extremely tight for this weekend's Super Bowl, which President Trump will attend in New Orleans. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
The WIAA has approved high school football playoff changes, beginning with the 2025 season. According to an article published by Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Board of Control voted on three major changes. The first was approval by a 10-1 vote on a proposal that means high school playoff qualifications will change from winning over 50% of conference games to a win-based formula against all opponents. It also means that seeding and regional grouping in the postseason will be done by the metric as opposed to the current computer algorithm that is unknown to coaches. The lack of transparency frustrated coaches after some questionable seeding in recent playoff fields. A third major decision expanded the field for 8-player football playoffs to 32 teams. The change also moves the season start date to line up with 11-player football. 8-player football will still play 8 regular season games, with 5 weeks of playoffs culminating in a championship game played in Wisconsin Rapids. The change was approved unanimously. This article can be found on 98QCountry.com. Saturday, February 15th, it's the 14th annual Snow Bears of Glidden Toilet Seat Races. There will be three classes, Open, Powder Puff, and Juniors, with $10 per entry, and you can find rules and entry forms at the Bear Crossing. There will be a 100% payout and a prize for the best in show, and there's going to be a soup and chili cook-off. This will be open to the public, but you must use USDA meats, no game meats, and soups must be at Jacobstown Hall at noon to compete in the judging from 1 to 3 p.m. There's also going to be a meat raffle, a 50-50 raffle, and a huge bucket raffle. Come support the Snow Bears Snowmobile Club. Questions? You can call Jeff at 608-852-7436 or Bob at 715-663-0104. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th over at the Jacobs Town Hall. Wisconsin water is a big part of the budget. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Wisconsin water is a big part of the budget. As part of his financial plan, Governor Tony Evers will be dedicating $145 million to combat PFAS contamination in Wisconsin water supplies. The initiative includes funding for grant programs to test municipal water and private wells, as well as research efforts to find methods of eliminating PFAS.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't like actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place is not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe. More food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Hey, hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They got you covered. With a huge store featuring a full Hardware Hank section, Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience the friendly service that keeps winter going strong.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
The snow is done falling for the most part, but it is going to be windy today, so there will be blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. Today, mostly cloudy, windy, 23 with wind out of the west gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 2 below. Tomorrow, 18 with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98Q Country.
I got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan. I couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. Couldn't tell wrong ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. I brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. The two drinks in. Last night it got a little too far gone. My heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said, I just remember breaking down. Been a full moon, might have been a little too tired to fight, might have been a got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio, might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you, might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon, might have been a too tired to fight. Might have been a got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. The two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time, every time. I got a little drunk last night. Drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
Oh my gosh!
Wake up!
It's a great day to be alive.
Rise and shine!
98Q Country.
There's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas. I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. If you
you ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy, take a truck, take a Chevy, baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town, why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down, go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies, straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up, lean on the gas and off the clutch, leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush, so baby, run.
Country classic George Strait there, brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwy.com, and on Facebook too.
Baby, run.
Well, we announced it yesterday, but I'm very, very, very excited for this year's Brewer bus trip for you, our listeners, because here's a chance to go see the Brewers play and see a different park at the same time. We've done this once before. We've seen the Brewers play at Target Field in Minneapolis. It was pre-pandemic, probably back in, 16, 17, 18, somewhere in there, several years ago. And we're going back this year because Major League Baseball revised their rivalry schedule. So now the Twins and Brewers are playing back on the weekend again and not during the week. So Saturday, June 21st, we're going to take one or two buses, depending on if we can fill them both, Krug Tour buses, and we're going to hop on a bus at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, June 21st, and we're going to zip on over to downtown Minneapolis. I know, you don't like driving in the big city, do you? You don't have to. This bus is going to take you right down and drop you off right at the stadium, right in downtown Minneapolis. And the Brewers and the Twins will play a 1 o'clock game that day. And you're right in downtown. My favorite part, about having this experience is giving our listeners a chance to go somewhere where maybe they typically wouldn't go. And also, we're going to get there early enough, and you're right in downtown Minneapolis. So, fourth or fifth inning, if you want to veer out and walk down to First Avenue and see the home of Prince, and it's right there, like a block away. It's all right there. So I think it'll be a fun adventure. I think tickets are going to go fast. So if you want to be a part of it, it's $100 per person. That includes your ticket, your parking, and your ride on the Krug Tour bus. For that day, we will take a shot. We'll go right there from 8 in the morning. We'll go right to Minneapolis. And then on the way back, we'll probably make a little stop along the way in Hudson or something and get a little bite to eat. But the time of the game is one of my favorites because you don't have to get up crazy early and you're not going to get back crazy late. And it's on a Saturday, too, so you don't have to burn a vacation day if you got a Monday through Friday gig going on. So if you are interested, you can talk to Rachel at the front desk. Your $100 will hold your spot. So if you call up and say, hey, we're planning to go, that's good. But until you come in and actually pay, then your spot is not held. You don't have to worry about that right now. But as we get a little bit closer, the bus will fill up. It always has. I don't think we've had a year where we haven't... where we had to refund anybody any money. We've always filled what we were planning to fill. So plan it early and get your spot on the bus. We will leave Park Falls that morning on Saturday, June 21st, about 8 o'clock. We'll swing through Phillips and grab folks from that area so you don't have to drive all the way up to Park Falls. And we'll head over for a day of baseball.
Should be a good day, a fun day, and it will not rain that day, I guarantee you, at Target at Target Field in Minneapolis, Saturday, June 21st. And the buses will be hosted by a combination of Gray, Big G, and myself. We'll figure out a way to get everybody there and everybody back on that day. Very excited for this year's trip. We have all the news, another update to come at the top of the hour here in just a few moments. So stay with us here on a Thursday morning that was supposed to include your shovel. There's not much to shovel out there in Park Falls anyway. That wind's going to blow it around. You probably don't even have to shovel. Mother Nature is just going to blow that probably right off your sidewalk if you want to just wait a little bit here today. More snow possibly, though, this weekend. Details on that coming up. Price County snowmobile trails are set to open tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway and Fifield to tell us a little bit about the Common Sense event with big savings, right, Pete?
We have over 70 vehicles on the lot here ready to sell, all makes and models. When we say all makes and models, Nissans, Hondas, Chevys, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, all makes and models. Doesn't matter if you're looking for a 3-quart-ton, half-ton truck, SUV, a car, or a minivan, give us a call. Don't hesitate. It's a Common Sense sale event. It makes sense. There's a lot of sense you're going to save if you come down and get a vehicle. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway.
Hurry in, though, folks, because the Common Sense event only runs through the end of February.
Take advantage of these discounts. They're not going to last long. You got until the end of the month. Many, many discounts. Check out your Northwood shopper. Make sure you bring that coupon and make those savings.
That's at Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, and at WheelwayAutos.com. Give them a call at 762-2467.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Oh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
98Q Country.
time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble. If it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump right now attending the National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger. It's one of the biggest problems that we've had over the last fairly long period of time.
Earlier in the week, the president's Department of Government Efficiency and its head, Elon Musk, offered 2 million federal workers buyouts and told them they have until today to decide whether to take them. Also, the Trump administration, under the direction of Elon Musk, moving to close the Agency of International Development, which provides billions for food, education, and medical programs to developing countries around the world.